Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later-in-life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now, I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to fit a fitness routine into your schedule in a way that doesn't overcomplicate your already busy life? Take a big breath, take a step back, and then start with your first 5 days. Your first 5 days is a free mini challenge that's all about setting that foundation to get you back into your body, your energy, and your confidence with simplicity and ease. Each day during your first 5 days, you'll get daily mini podcast episodes that you can listen to while you move. Each episode will give you simple tips and action steps you can use to make fitness a part of your everyday life in a way that doesn't feel heavy, hard, or stressful. Now is your time to get back into daily movement and experience all the magical stress-reducing, energy-boosting benefits that come with it. And it starts with your first 5 days. Get it for free at robinleggett.com/5. Can you feel it? Spring is in the air. The world is slowly beginning to open up again, and in some places, races and events are actually happening. I don't know about you, but it's starting to feel like a bit of an awakening. Like the giant cloud that the pandemic brought into all of our lives is slowly starting to lift. It's not gone, but it's like you can start to peek through it and see the city skyline in the distance. You feel me? So going back to that cloud, one big thing that came with it was, at least for many of us, a massive upheaval to our fitness routine as we previously knew it. It happened to me. Let me know if you can relate to this. Before the pandemic, BP, is that what we're calling it? Anyway, before the pandemic, I was running a Spartan race at least once a month, sometimes two or three in a month. Even just 1 month before lockdown started, I was in the final weeks of training for my first marathon, which was going to be followed by a Spartan Ultra just 1 week later. I was in an intense training block with lots of running miles every weekend. I was focused, locked in, and in the zone with my training. By some sort of crazy miracle, the marathon actually took place. It was just days before the world shut down. To give a little perspective, the Spartan Ultra that I was supposed to run just 1 week later, well, that was canceled just 1 week later. So here I was, living in a world where the number one thing that drove my training no longer existed. At the time, we all believed it was just going to be for a few weeks, right? So I just carried on with my training as if the next race was actually going to happen. That is what fueled my early pandemic training strategy, which was always act as if the next race was going to happen. Well, then that race was canceled, and the race after, and the race after that. If I'm being real right now, there was only so long I could carry on with that strategy. I also had to learn to live with the limitations that the pandemic brought into my life. Instead of training in the gym that I owned, which I had to close permanently due to the pandemic, or go to any other gym, which also had to close due to the pandemic, I was now training at home in my apartment garage. I had limited equipment, and over time, I could feel myself losing my strength. I didn't love it, but I had to live with it. My priorities, they changed as well. I stopped training for what I was calling pretend races. I did that for a while. It fueled me for a while, but eventually I had to get real and I stopped doing that. I switched over to more of a maintenance mindset. Just stay fit. That was it. I know I can get my race strength back eventually. I also know that if I raced today, I won't be as fast, as strong, or as obstacle proficient as I was before the pandemic. But here's the good news. I'm starting to see that light. I'm hearing about obstacle races that have been happening around the country. I have friends who have been racing. And when I'm fully vaccinated, I plan to be back on the course, even if I'm not able to be as competitive as I was in January 2020. I am more than happy to wear the jersey of Team Just Happy to Be Here. No, really, I'm probably going to get jerseys made. Now, in my case, I've been able to maintain my general fitness base, so I'll be building from there. But even in my case, I know that I have to be realistic about my expectations around getting back to where I was. I have to be patient. But what if you fell out of your routine entirely? Is there any hope to get back to where you were? Is racing this year realistic for you? The short answer, abso-friggin-lutely. The longer answer, yes, but with great care, a mindful and methodical approach, and managed expectations.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know the short answer was a lot more fun, right? But this is real talk. To help you get back in the game, I want to offer three key steps that will help you restart your dormant fitness routine in a way that will prevent overtraining, burnout, and injury, and instead help you rebuild your strength base and start to experience those fitness gains that you've been missing all these months. Does that sound good to you? You ready? Okay, here we go. Step one is all about acceptance, meaning you need to embrace that where you are now is not where you were before. It's just not. You may find yourself frustrated when you're not progressing as fast as you want or as fast as you once did. And you know what? Not progressing as fast as you once did is totally okay. And it's 100% normal. Your fitness and your starting point, they're simply different now. The key is to give yourself grace and be very forgiving and patient with yourself. Resist the urge to compare yourself now to where you were at any given point in the past. Resist the urge to use unrealistic metrics or benchmarks in your current fitness journey. If you used to be able to deadlift 300 pounds, chances are you can't now, right? And you're a ways away from being back there. If you were able to fly through the monkey bars with your beautifully calloused hands, and you know, when obstacle racers like me, we think calluses are beautiful. But if you were able to do that and do it without a care in the world, that's not likely happening now. I know it's not happening to me. Those calluses are long gone, my friend. Your hands are baby soft again. You got to build that up all over again. All this to say, pay attention to avoid the temptation to push harder than what your body is ready to do right now. Because if you do, you're putting yourself on the fast track to frustration at best, an injury at worst. And if you get injured, you'll be right back where you're starting now, but possibly months later. You might even be farther behind than where you are now. In fact, you're likely going to be farther behind than you are now. With that in mind, step two is about the methodical build. And it starts with understanding deep down in your heart of hearts that now is not the time to go full beast mode. Even if you used to work out 6-7 days a week, do 2-a-days, and run ultra level miles on the weekends, this is not where you are now. I repeat, this is not where you are now. The key is to start slow and build at a reasonable pace. This could mean that you're back to 2-3 days a week max, even if you used to easily pull off 6-7 day weeks. This is also a good time to focus on foundational movement patterns. This includes pulling movements like lat pull downs or band pulls, pushing movements like modified push-ups on a bench or on your knees, bodyweight squats along with lunges in all directions, hinging and rotational movement, and gait, which can be as simple as walking. Start with bodyweight only and add weight only in small increments and only when you feel ready. I know. None of this is sexy, but it's important to get the fundamentals down so you have a strong foundation upon which you can build your strength. I have a client in my Age Up online fitness membership, and I'm going to use her as an example here. When she came to me, she'd been out of the fitness game for a while. I started her on my 21-day Ageless Fit Reboot Challenge, which is designed as a fitness routine restart program. All of the workouts in that program are 30 minutes at most and body weight only. And at that time, that was a solid challenge for her. Then she joined my membership and the workouts increased in difficulty in line with her own fitness growth. She started adding weights to her workouts, but she was still focusing on those foundational movements. Now, 6 months later, we're adding more difficulty to the workouts. They're getting sexy again, right? She's doing weighted Bulgarian split squats for the first time in her life, and it's totally doable for her now. But it wouldn't have been 6 months ago or even 3 months ago. This is what you're looking for here. Fitness is not an all or nothing endeavor. You start where you are and slowly and methodically build over time. Patience will be a big part of this process, but it will most definitely pay off. All right, so want to know step three? This step is about simplicity. Make it as easy on yourself as possible to show up and do the work. This is about removing both the physical and mental barriers that'll show up and try and stop you from getting consistent with your fitness routine. So what do these barriers look like and what can you do? Let's start with your schedule. If you don't set aside dedicated time to exercise, you may feel like you never have time to do it. If you put it off until the end of the day, the end of that day will come more quickly than you realize. You'll probably feel like you ran out of time and you won't get it done. And yet another day will pass without a workout. Nope, this is just not going to work. Instead, schedule your workout in advance. It could be first thing in the morning or it could be the end of the day. But the point is to schedule it and give it a non-negotiable time slot in your day. This is your workout time no matter what. Your fitness deserves its own dedicated time, and you deserve dedicated time to take care of yourself. So put it in your calendar just like any other appointment. Literally write it down or add it to your phone calendar or set an alarm. Another barrier is space, equipment, or gear. Let's solve that one too. If you're exercising at home, start by cleaning up and clearing out a dedicated space. If you're using equipment, create a space where you can easily get to that equipment and grab it and go. Get in the habit of setting out your workout clothes the night before so you don't have to waste time rifling through your drawers to find something to wear. Make sure your devices are charged and ready to go. The point here is to ensure that when it's time to work out, all you gotta do is get dressed and do the damn thing. Those are your three steps to restart a dormant fitness routine. Accept and embrace where you are right now and avoid comparison to where you used to be at any point in time. Take a methodical approach to rebuild your strength and conditioning foundation in a way that's realistic for you to do at your current fitness level. And make it as simple as possible to show up and do the work. By creating the time and space to do your workouts, you help remove the barriers that have been holding you up over this last year. Continue to rinse and repeat and trust the process. Fitness and achieving athletic goals is a long game, pretty much like everything else in life. There are no shortcuts. But if you've ever crossed a finish line or accomplished a physical challenge that you didn't think you could do, you know that playing this long game is 100% worth it. If you have dreams of achieving bold athletic and fitness goals like the seasoned athletes you listen to on this podcast, a key part of doing that is a consistent fitness program and routine. And if that's something that's just not happening for you right now, I can help you get it going again. It all starts with your first 5 days. Your first 5 days is a free mini challenge that's all about setting that foundation to get you back into your body, your energy, and your confidence with simplicity and ease. Each day during your first 5 days, you'll get a mini audio training that you can listen to while you move. You'll get simple tips and action steps you can use to make fitness a part of your everyday life in a way that doesn't feel heavy, hard, or stressful. Where you go from there? Well, the sky's the limit. For now, though, start with your first 5 days. Get it for free at robinleggett.com/5.